Prosecutors in Lebanon have formally lodged an appeal against the sentences handed down over the murder of Irish peacekeeper Private Sean Rooney. The development was announced by Taoiseach and Minister for Defence Simon Harris last night following talks with the Lebanese Justice and Defence Ministers. Private Rooney, who was 24 and from Newton Conyngham in County Donegal, was killed when the armoured vehicle he was travelling in was fired on Lebanon on the 14th of December 2022. The main defendant in the case, Mohammed Ayad, was sentenced to death in absentia and remains at large. One other man was sentenced to 3 months in prison and four others ordered to pay fines. A seventh defendant was acquitted. Conor Gallagher is with us. He's Irish Times crime and security correspondent. Morning, Conor.
Morning, Gavin.
Remind us of more of the background here.
So in December 2022, Private Rooney was driving a UN-marked Jeep as part of a convoy from the Iris base in the south of Lebanon. Himself and Trooper Shane Kearney were escorting two other troops to Beirut Airport who were rotating home for a brief period when their vehicle came under attack in a village in an area controlled by the Hezbollah group. The vehicle crashed, gunshots were fired into the vehicle, and Private Rooney suffered fatal injuries while Trooper Kearney suffered very serious injuries and the two other soldiers suffered more minor injuries.
So the decision to appeal sentences handed down last month, as we mentioned earlier, was that a surprise?
Yes, I think it was a surprise or certainly somewhat unexpected. The sentences handed down last month also took people by surprise. First of all, by their leniency. So the main perpetrator of the attacks was, as you mentioned, Mohammed Ayad, was sentenced in absentia to death, although it's highly unlikely that sentence would be carried out. He hasn't been seen in court since 2023 after being released on bail for medical reasons. The six other defendants showed up for the first time on the morning of the sentencing hearing, having previously not shown up to court. And as you mentioned, they received sentences ranging from a maximum of 3 months in prison to fairly modest fines. So this was obviously a source of consternation within the Irish government and for Private Rooney's family. There was back and forth between the Taoiseach and his Lebanese counterparts. There's a new government in Lebanon after a long period of kind of chaotic political wranglings over there. And it seems now the government has agreed to lodge an appeal against those lenient sentences, obviously not the death sentence, so the short prison sentences and the fines. And they've also agreed to replace the military prosecutor who was heading up the case. So the Irish government seem quite pleased about this, that there is some progress at least towards getting justice for Private Rooney and his family.
So what happens now?
So this appeal will be lodged in the military court of Cassation in Beirut. So it's a military court that sentenced, or military tribunal that sentenced the men. So it has to go to a military appeal court. And they will obviously examine these lesser sentences. That leaves the question of what happens to Ayad, who is still in the wind, so to speak. Documents were handed in showing the court previously, showing that he's in quite serious medical condition, receiving chemotherapy. Although, you know, the veracity of those documents hasn't been confirmed on the Irish side, at least. So another crucial thing the Lebanese authorities have committed to the Irish government is to track down Ayad and bring him before the courts. As I understand it, it's likely if and when that happens, the death sentence would likely be replaced with a lengthy prison sentence. The death penalty hasn't been actually carried out in Lebanon in over two decades. It's more of a symbolic punishment. So the Irish government will be waiting to see if this, as I said, it's new Lebanese government who have committed to more transparency and effectiveness in its legal system. They'll be looking to see if they follow through on these commitments.
And what Sean Rooney's family said in response to all this?
I haven't seen a response from Sean Rooney's family this morning yet, although we know that Natasha Rooney, Sean Rooney's mother, was highly critical of the court process last month. She called it a sham trial process, which there's no... it is basically not justice at all. And the fact that it happened in half a day, that it happened so suddenly without anyone being informed ahead of time, really did not engender confidence. And she was also a bit critical of the government as well, the Irish government, for making statements before speaking to her. Now, I understand Mr. Harris has spoken to Ms. Rooney since and has informed her of the latest developments regarding Ayad and the appeal.
Conor, thank you. That's Conor Gallagher, Irish Times crime and security correspondent. 16 minutes past 8.